Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by two guests, David Hoff, Cloud Graphics Director for the Data Center Group at Intel, and Adam Joel, founder and CEO of IMSCAD. Welcome, guys.
Great to be talking to you today. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi.
So, David, why don't we just get started with you? Can you just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what it means to be the Cloud Graphics Director?
Sure. Thanks very much. Again, this is David Hoff. I run the Cloud Graphics segment as part of what we call the Visual Cloud Division in the Data Center Group. And that encompasses a number of different things. It might be things from cloud gaming to remote desktop. But our focus right now is really on remote workstation, and in particular some of the CAD workloads. And we have a lot of customers who've been really looking at running those CAD workloads from a data center rather than locally under each person's desk. And it's giving them a lot of interesting ways to deploy and bring on new workers quickly, things that'll generate data consolidation, IP protection. And in particular, we've got customers looking at mobility, being able to get around more, go visit customers, for example, take architecture designs all the way out and interact with them while they're at a customer site.
And Adam, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about IMSCAD?
Sure, thanks, Allison. Yeah, so I'm Adam Joel. I'm the founder and CEO of IMSCAD Global. We're a UK-based operation with customers all over the world. We've basically built our business on virtualization of CAD and design applications. So obviously, whether it's in the cloud or on-premise solutions, we focus very much on the user interaction with those technologies, so the workflows and the applications, because it can get quite complicated if you're doing it from a standing start.
Can you tell me a little bit about where you see companies looking at cloud-based workstation deployments as being the right solution for their use cases?
Yeah, sure. We've generally worked in the architectural engineering construction space, probably include manufacturing in that as well. Those kind of four main verticals are the key markets from my perspective, certainly for ones that need that mobility, that need that IP security, and effectively want to centralize the processing, because currently, obviously, generally all these companies have a distributed data environment. So obviously users are working on workstations under the desk effectively. So there's obviously a really powerful benefit to move it onto a central cloud environment.
And when you look at the move from on-prem to cloud, you know, one thing that comes to mind is that you're dealing with some challenges with latency and a real-world, real-time experience for the workstation user. How have you seen the evolution of technology to drive a real-world experience here in terms of what you're able to deliver to your customers?
Obviously, technology moves on, and particularly with Citrix, I would say that they've been really at the forefront of this. And of course, that technology, when I say virtualization, that's quite a broad message, but effectively with a hypervisor and a graphics card in a server, it's kind of the traditional way it's been done to date. But obviously what's interesting about Intel's new E3 solution is obviously it's a slightly different configuration to that. But this to me as a third party is just the next step to this evolution. And obviously it's exciting what Intel have got now to sort of tackle this market.
David, I know that Intel is working a lot on delivery of visually rich content through the cloud. And can you tell me a little bit about the technology investment that we're making in this space to drive that underpinning of performance?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a number of pieces that we're working on. I mean, first is the processor itself. As Adam mentioned, the Xeon E3 processor, which has our CPU as well as graphics and media compression technology all on one device. And so that's an area where we're continuing to invest. And in fact, in that area of graphics, we really can advance that quite a bit by putting down more parallel graphics processing units in each generation. A lot of those applications just run that much faster. So investing in the processor technology, we invest in the graphics drivers and the optimizations. We work very closely with, for example, the CAD software partners such as Autodesk and continue to invest there. And then as Adam mentioned, we also work very closely with some of the virtualization technology and the remoting technology partners such as VMware and Citrix, and then put that all together, for example, in a hosting environment. PhoenixNAP is one of our partners that's a cloud service provider, and they've got all the right pieces for very fast networking, low latency, and all the infrastructure technology. And in that, we also leverage our Xeon E5 processors for really all of that infrastructure for things like NetScaler and the different components that build up things like storefronts that's delivered from the Citrix stack.
Adam, tell me a little bit about the collaboration between IMSCAD and Intel to get this product ready for market, and how have customers been responding to it since you've started to deliver?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things we do as a core competency is offering that real service wrap around this. So, you know, obviously the technology is the hardware, which is the CPU and GPU embedded on the E3. And then, of course, you've, as Dave mentioned, you've got to have an infrastructure of some sort, whether it's NetScaler or something you have at the front end for people to sort of use to enter that environment. And then, of course, more importantly for us, is always understanding the individual customer needs for their requirement, because, you know, everyone's different, and there may be two architects, and actually their requirements are completely different. So it's not just about applications, it's actually about how the users need to use it. And of course, you know, performance is everything, right, for these users. So it's imperative that the performance of the application is as good as a local environment. And obviously, that's what we can now achieve. So, but as I say, it's not as simple as it, obviously, we make it out maybe across when we speak. But obviously, there is a kind of consulting piece, I would say, that's worth going through for any end user, because it's quite a big change of culture and change of business practice, I guess.
Now, when we look forward in terms of the use of the solutions, you've mentioned some industries that you typically work with. Are there any other types of customers that you'll be seeking for the solution?
As it stands today, there are graphics cards out in the market that obviously are very powerful, that go in servers and obviously deliver a very high performance, very high-end graphical applications in markets such as oil and gas and aerospace and such like. I think what's interesting actually, and Dave alluded to a little bit earlier, was, you know, the CPU is so important in this story. So they're getting quicker, of course. And what we've got now is a situation where, you know, apps generally in the industries I mentioned, in architectural engineering construction, for example, are very much sort of CPU bound. So actually the need for a very expensive, powerful graphics card, not always a requirement, especially in this type of environment. So what's interesting with Intel solution we find is it tends to, let's say, be good enough on the graphics, because actually it's the story of both the CPU and the GPU combined.
Adam, if folks are listening online, they want to find out more about IMSCAD solutions, where would you send them for more information? And David, same question to you about our Visual Cloud solutions.
Of course, you can go to our website, which is imscadglobal.com. And yeah, we're there, so have a look.
Yeah, on our side, we've got a couple places you can go look. You can do a search for Intel Visual Cloud. That will take you to a website that will tell you a lot of things. And people can actually sign up for a trial on this. We have an email that people can send to. It's cloud-based-workstation, so cloud-based-workstation@intel.com. And that's a way to sign up for trials of this hosted with our partner PhoenixNet.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much. It's been a real pleasure. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.